You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is James chapter 4 and verse 1. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Did you know that when people quarrel, when people fight, and you ask them, why are you fighting? What is the source of the quarrel? They will tell stories. They will tell a lot of stories. He did this, she said this, and this happened, and so on. Now, they are trying to blame one another for their conflict. But do you know that according to the scripture, the real source of conflict is the lust that is within you? Most people don't know this. The reason you are fighting is because of what is inside of you. It's because there is a sinful nature inside of you. That's why you are angry. That's why you are keeping malice. It's not so much about the action of the other person. It's because of who you are. The other person too is because of who that person is. You know, when I watch news sometimes, I am greatly grieved and pained as I see all manner of human conflict. And I know that all this conflict is simply coming from their sinful nature. When I see husband and wife going through divorce, fighting one another, you know, I sat down with a couple, I sat in their middle, I asked the wife to speak. They had set divorce in motion already, and the husband to speak, and they were speaking back and forth, and I listened. And as I sat in between them, the only thing I could see is the sinful nature. It's just lust, and it's just sin. They basically don't have any problem, but their sinful nature is what is generating the conflict. Every human conflict, I tell you, is from the sinful nature. Once you cast out the mocker, you will see that quarrel will stop. Once you deal with the problem inside of you, name it, any conflict, in fact, even wars that nations are fighting, is pride of life. Go and check it very well. It is the fact that, he wants to cheat me. We will not accept this. And for that, human beings, they will kill millions of people. When they are done killing millions of people, they will now sit at the table and say that they are having peace talks. If you knew peace talk was the solution, why did you kill millions of people? Almost 1 million people have died in Ukraine. 6.2 million Jews died during the Second World War. More than 10 million people died during that war. What ended it? They called for a peace talk. So why did you kill so much people? You know, so because this world, because man had fallen, so we don't even know. Satan is just taking advantage of the ignorance of men. The source of conflict is within men. It's not from the other person. No. Look at what the scripture says. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Why are people fighting politically? Because you want to dominate the other person. Why do you want to dominate? Because of the sinful nature. Every source of conflict in marriage, go and trace it. This is the source. So when people genuinely become born again and they are transformed, you will discover that conflict will stop. Growing up, my middle brother, we had conflict every day in the house. Every single day, there's conflict. I didn't like him. We were always having conflict. The day I gave my life to Christ, from that moment to today that I'm speaking to you, we've not had conflict. That is over 25 years. We've not had any conflict. Now, I'm not saying that people cannot have conflict with you, but you see, I took care of the conflict from my own side, not from his own side. He missed. Still want to have something with me, but you see, I was no longer available. The things that I would argue before and say, why should I wash your plate? Why should I do this? I would just easily do it because I'm now born again. Brethren, the source of our conflict is within us. If God will deal with us, if God will transform us, conflict will end. That's why in eternity we will not have conflict. Because there will be nobody that is envious, that is jealous, that is seeking power. There will be nobody that wants to dominate the other. There will be nobody that will be selfish. There will be nobody that will be wicked. So why will there be conflict? There will be no conflict. So the real source of conflict is the laws that war in us. I pray that today you will find deliverance in Christ Jesus. Because that is why Jesus came. I'm telling you. So many times people don't understand. When we say that, say, if two people are born again and they are in marriage, forget it. That marriage will be successful. Sometimes people look at it and say, it's like these people don't know what they are saying. No, we know what we are saying. Except you don't understand what it means to be born again. What's going to be the conflict? What's going to be the source of the conflict? A man that is born again will not go and commit adultery. A man that is born again will seek the best of his wife. A woman that is born again will submit to her own husband as unto the Lord. So as they both walk in Christ and walk with the mind of Christ, where will the conflict come from? They are both quick to apologize. Everybody is seeking to please Jesus, not just one another. They are seeking first of all to please Jesus. So brethren, let's focus on ourselves. Let's allow Jesus to help us. It's amazing when he transforms us. God bless you. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.